CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Kate Otterbein. The Chesley Emergency Department will be closed most of the long weekend. The South Bruce Gray Health Center says the ED will be closed today due to a lack of staff. It will reopen Monday morning at 7. All patients will be taken by ambulance to the closest open emergency department. Anyone needing immediate help is asked to call 911. A Georgian Bluffs counselor had her pay suspended Wednesday night following an integrity commissioner investigation that found they overstepped in a dispute between neighbors. Counselor Kathy Moore Coburn had her pay suspended for 30 days as a result of the report, which said she repeatedly engaged with bylaw complaints surrounding a short-term accommodation instead of passing them on to bylaw, going so far to visit the property in question to follow up. The commissioner wrote that it was beyond the role of counselor to follow up enforcement complaints, make their own assessment of the matter, and question those who would be the potential defendants. Moore Coburn disagreed with the report.
I do have to say that I'm disappointed with some aspects of this report. I believe my part in the situation has been overstated, and it certainly doesn't come close to taking the entire story into account. Baffling to me is the accusation that a counselor is acting inappropriately when visiting municipal property to see recent work done towards rehabilitation.
The town has launched a new 24/7 hotline dedicated to addressing issues related to short-term accommodations within the community. The Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center is reporting 122 active wildfires across the country. That has fallen from 125. 77 of those fires are considered out of control, 13 are controlled enough to stay within set boundaries, and 32 are spreading out of firefighter control. Alberta and BC have the most fires, but there's one actively burning in Ontario as well. Canadian country artist Amanda Keels will be making an appearance at the Wingham Town Hall on June 8th. She has an interesting story as she left music to get married and have children, but came back to it after she left her finance career.
When I sing and when I write and I perform, it is just this inner happiness that I feel. And, you know, I think that when people come and see the shows, they can see that projecting because it is something that I felt I've waited half my life to do in order to find that one thing that has made me so incredibly happy.
Keels says her mother, Nettie Bedard, was a big inspiration for her growing up. Bedard was named the sweetheart of the barn dance as part of CKNX's Traveling Barn Dance. The Vancouver Canucks are one step closer to advancing to the Stanley Cup Finals. Vancouver defeated the Edmonton Oilers last night 3-2 as JT Miller scored within just 31 seconds left in the third to break the tie. Also last night in the NHL, the New York Rangers beat the Carolina Hurricanes 5-3, eliminating the team. Tonight, no Canadian teams on the ice as we see Boston face Florida and Dallas meets Colorado. Xander Schauffele has tied the lowest round in major championship history yesterday in the first round of the PGA Championship. He leads by 3 shots at 9 under 62. Listowel's Corey Connors finished at 1 under alongside fellow Canadian Adam Svensson. Canada earned a straight sets victory against the Dominican Republic in Volleyball Nations League play last night. The women won the opening set 25-20, the second 25-21, and edged the Dominican Republic 25-22 in the third, securing the win. The team is still looking to qualify for the Paris Olympics. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.